The MVA website to access records of the commercial driver's licenses of their employees. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A construction worker was killed yesterday in a fall at the site of a new school being built in Frederick County. The worker died when some scaffolding collapsed and he fell 25 feet. It all happened at the site of the future Sugarloaf Elementary School in the Urbana area. A new study estimates that more than one-third of Virginia children are not ready for kindergarten. But the authors of that legislative study also admit the full scope of the problem isn't clear because less than half of Virginia schools, school districts participate in the assessment of critical skills to figure out if kids are ready for kindergarten. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,386, the Nasdaq at 68.75. Sports, the Caps fall to the Islanders. Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Patriots. College basketball, the Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards take on Brooklyn tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've been busy in Virginia on 395. Now our second crash. Now first, let me take you off the Beltway where that's where the delays begin, heading towards Shirlington. The crash at Duke Street's been over to the shoulder. Beyond, our new accident's going to be right near Glebe Road. Takes away two lanes, so very slow. Unusual backups there this morning. On 66, pretty normal trip as you head through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. We had that stop and go along the way. Loudoun County commuters were hung up still with the crash cleanup, but you can get by even though it's quite slow. Eastbound 7 before you get to Route 9. So a stretch before you get to Charlestown Pike. Still watch for police at the scene of the crash there. For 270 out of Frederick, you're doing okay through Urbana and Hyattstown. Unfortunately, it's from Clarksburg, just jammed solid heading down toward Rockville. Had an earlier morning crash that's been cleared for a while. Getting into town, thank goodness it's been uneventful. Southeast Southwest Freeway each direction. Suitland Parkway, it's just been about the volume heading toward 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sprinkle of rain, maybe a wet snowflake or two. A breezy 50 today. Windy tonight, 23 as the colder air drops in. Sunny tomorrow, 36, a gusty west wind. A round of flurries and snow showers tomorrow night. Sunshine should return by Thursday. Thursday's highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Chantilly, 41 in Hyattsville, 42 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. A former U.S. Army sergeant who defected to North Korea has died. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Well, good morning, 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. The polls are open in Alabama now for that special election. We'll find out what's going on there. We'll talk about that this morning. Coming up at 7:35, Dan Bongino, he's a former NYPD guy, former Secret Service, talk about that New York City terror attack yesterday. Thankfully, not claiming lives, but certainly causing a lot of consternation. We're going to talk about that. 8:05, Tina Brown, she's the founder of The Daily Beast and the former editor of Vanity Fair, joining us here, Mornings on the Mall. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow with the latest on that tax cut plan, where it is and where it's going. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay is Mary Walter out today on vacation, thank God. And we've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Hey, Vince, thanks for having me. Yes, I'm not quite as good as looking as Mary, but I think I make up for it in my bass voice.
In this age of sexual harassment, I wasn't going to say that out loud, but I was thinking it the entire show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know. I did not put any eyelashes on this morning.
No, I could tell. Believe me. Right. I was one of the first things I noticed today. So let's talk about that Alabama special election that's going on today, as Alabama voters have to assess all sorts of things as they head to the polls, or not. Maybe they're sitting it out. You've got Roy Moore, you've got Doug Jones, Republican, Democrat, respectively, in a situation where Moore especially has had all sorts of allegations lodged against him.
Moore. Allegations lodged against Moore.
Yes, that's correct. Moore, it seems like week after week we've heard more and more, of allegations lodged against him about this notion that in the 1970s, as a 32-year-old assistant deputy or district attorney, that he pursued relationships with girls in their teenage years, sub-18 girls, and that has dogged him over the past month or so, those allegations, as he's steadfastly denied them, given some eyebrow-raising answers to questions at times about all of this, and meanwhile has had a media that's been fully committed, obviously, to seeing him lose this race. The president himself, President Donald Trump, has had various stages in his evolution towards fully endorsing Roy Moore. He had maintained some distance when the first allegations came out, then eventually started running against Doug Jones, basically saying, look, he's just a Schumer-Pelosi guy, and then finally coming out in favor of Roy Moore, fully and since campaigning for him and recording robocalls for him. Right. And now we'll see whether or not all of that is going to get him over the line in what the polls suggest is a very tight race in Alabama today.
Yeah, apparently Moore came out today, Vince. I don't know if you knew this, but apparently he once looked at a puppy with a bad, like evil eye. And I think the puppy was very offended by that. So I think the Democrats are going to run something on that today about being anti-puppy.
That sounds like a commentary on this race. I'm not sure if it is. But let's go to Jim Antle. He's written some commentary on it. Jim, you're the Washington Examiner and now on Mornings on the Mall. Thanks, Jim, for joining us this morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, sir. So what are you to make, what are you watching for today as you watch this special election with Roy Moore and Doug Jones?
Well, for one, the polls are all over the place on this race, so it's going to be really hard to know what's going on outside of what's happening on the ground there. You know, Doug Jones has brought in all these Democrats from outside of Alabama. That's a risky move, nationalizing the race. Obviously, being a national Democrat has not historically played well in Alabama. He's fairly liberal by Alabama standards. So that's kind of a risky move. But I think what they're trying to do is drive black voter turnout, get the African-American vote to be a little bit closer to a quarter of the electorate and see if that moves the needle for
them. They held that Barack Obama robocall until the last minute, finally airing it yesterday, only after President Trump had already done a rally. I guess the idea being they wouldn't want to give Trump ammunition beforehand.
Yeah, I think they don't want to give any Republicans ammunition beforehand. I mean, Obama never got more than 38% of the vote in Alabama. But, you know, among black voters in the state, his word does weigh heavily. So, you know, if you can get a Cory Booker, a Deval Patrick, a Barack Obama to get a lot of these black voters out to the polls, that obviously helps Doug Jones. But there's a risk of backlash by white conservative voters who obviously were not big Obama fans and are not big fans of the national Democratic brand. So, you know, it's a risky move. Only a subset of voters will probably be moved by those kinds of appeals. But, you know, they really do need to get the black vote to be a higher percentage of the electorate than you would normally see in one of these special elections. You know, with these, you know, it's a cliche. It all depends on turnout. It all depends on who shows up on election day. But with special elections, that's really true. You don't really know. They're lower turnout than a normal election. So, you know, little changes in turnout can make a big difference.
Well, I got a question about the day after. So, look, I'm with you on the issue of we just don't know. But, look, Gloria Allred showing up never brings class to the table. I just, you know, right. The whole thing about that and all these things which may or may not, well, they won't be resolved. I mean, the people of Alabama will speak today. So what do you see happening the day after, like tomorrow? What if the judge wins, if Judge Moore wins, do you see people doubling down, or do you see that kind of fading off based on the fact that he's going to be an elected member of this, senator-elect for the Senate?
Well, some of it depends on, obviously, how big his margin of victory would be. So, I mean, if he wins by a lot, that might put pressure on Republicans in Washington to decide that they're going to seat him and they're going to, you know, observe the results of the election. On the other hand, you have the fact that, you know, Al Franken is gone now, John Conyers is gone now. That does put a certain amount of pressure on Washington Republicans to...
Right.
Do what they said they would do, which would be at bare minimum look into the allegations against Roy Moore, have an ethics probe, you know, talk to some of these accusers and maybe even put Roy Moore under oath and ask him about these accusations under oath for the first time.
And Jim, that all seems like by design. I mean, look, even in Al Franken's supposed exit speech, he wrote into it references to Roy Moore and Donald Trump and the accusations against them. Clearly, Democrats hoping that these are the sacrificial lambs upon which they can make a case against Moore and Trump.
No question that Conyers and Franken were pushed out in hopes of clearing the decks for a tough investigation of Roy Moore and renewed criticism of Donald Trump on the grounds of accusations that were made against him during the campaign. So, you know, they are, as you say, the sacrificial lambs, and they really do want to make this a Republican problem rather than a bipartisan problem. Now, obviously, some more names are going to come out when they look at these settlements, which I think will make it a bipartisan problem again. But, you know, yeah, in the aftermath of this election, they're really going to go after Moore and Trump.
Well, Jim, to that point, though, what's going to be the remedy? I mean, I understand you're going to try this in the court of public opinion, but... I got to tell you, you know, you're talking about things decades old. Are we talking about some level of criminal charge? I mean, what's the end state here? Because simply put, the president and he can both sustain, I think, this is the court of public opinion.
This is 15 seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, they're going to have to come up with some kind of process. It's going to be like the House banking scandal in the 90s. I mean, we're going to see lots of people have problems as a result of when these settlements are exposed. So for now, Roy Moore might be alone. But once these settlements are exposed, you're going to have a lot of names out there once again.
The Washington Examiner's Jim Antle, thank you as always. Jim, nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270. Boy, we have got off to a tough start this morning with an earlier crash in Gaithersburg, which had given us big delays coming out of Clarksburg. Now, in the backups, that's where we have the accident activity. 270 southbound after, or actually as you approach 118, two lanes are blocked at the scene of the accident. Then you get a break. The earlier crash, long gone in Gaithersburg. On the Beltway topside, College Park to Silver Spring, slow. White Oak, we're back to normal volume. You have all your lanes back. Earlier crash gone at New Hampshire Avenue. Virginia, 395, here we go. Off the Beltway to Shirlington. Jammed. Crash in Shirlington was taking away two lanes. We had one landmark that was over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today cloudy this morning, then becoming partly cloudy and windy with a high around 50 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low of 23. And then tomorrow, plentiful sunshine, a high of 36. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 42 degrees, 717 on WMAL. All right, so If you had questions about the nature of the development of the Trump dossier, remember that nefarious Trump dossier upon which so much of this Russia investigation has all been predicated. The idea, remember, we found out this thing was financed by the Clinton campaign, financed by the DNC. Fusion GPS was the firm that created it. It was Christopher Steele, this former British operative who paid, presumably paid Russian sources to help fill in the dossier. Again, full of unverified rumors about Donald Trump and his supposed relationship with Russia. That document then shows up in the hands of the FBI, possibly through John McCain, possibly through other sources, ends up in the hands of the FBI. The FBI, considering at one point even paying for the dossier, maybe even did pay in part for the dossier.
I think they did.
And then you have a situation where the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, are both briefed on the contents of this dossier. That becomes the pretext by which the media releases a leaked version of it. CNN, BuzzFeed, reporting on these details. All of it at the center of so much controversy. Now we find out the Justice Department, the FBI specifically, may be compromised in ways that we have not yet known when it comes to this dossier. We go now to some audio of James Rosen of Fox News reporting on the fact that the wife of an FBI official worked for Fusion GPS last year. Listen to this.
Now Fox News has confirmed that Nellie Orr, an academic Russia expert and the wife of Bruce Orr, worked for Fusion GPS last year. Indeed, was paid by the opposition research firm through the summer and fall of 2016, a timeline that places her on the company payroll around the time the dossier was funneled to the FBI, and perhaps up through the election, some 2 weeks after which her husband met secretly with Glenn Simpson.
Secretly, a status by which he was demoted last week by the Justice Department for that secret meeting, not disclosing things. This is serious, and it very much undermines the investigatory side of this question, because you actually have senior people who have relationships, deep relationships with Fusion GPS, who created this Trump dossier on Democratic Party funding. All of it sounds very troubling, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer.
Or really? Get it? Or yes, look, I'm with you. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's early. Look, this has been the problem with the investigation from day one. Vince, I think 6 months ago, a number of us were talking about the appearance, just the appearance then, that Robert Mueller was selecting what most people would have characterized, and now after the fact we know, were essentially somehow related to Team Hillary Clinton and the DNC. So we've seen now Stroke, his shenanigans regarding the Hillary Clinton investigation, the email investigation.
Yeah.
He's been released for, you
anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, present at all of the Hillary investigation stuff.
Doing the nasty with one of his associates.
That's right, carrying on a mistress. That's right.
Mistress. By the way, very nice expose, nice pictures of her, you know. Very nicely done. I thought that was very nice. The Daily Mail put it out and, you know, put best possible thing. Hey, here she is kind of with her husband. Oh, everything's cool again.
Uh-huh.
But the point of this is that Mueller picked a bunch of folks who are fundamentally rotten to the core. And now we know not only are they rotten, they were essentially working behind the scenes to facilitate the movement of a document, which as far as I can tell is fiction. Perpetrated in cooperation with this Christopher Steele and the Russians. Ooh, Russian collusion. But it's on their side.
This is so many questions here. By the way, not only whether or not it was used in an investigation, but also whether it was used as a pretext for a FISA warrant against Carter Page,
right,
a Trump campaign official. So much inside of this. Try to put a bow on it for you for Christmas.
That's right.
7:22 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Oh no, there's water everywhere!
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet!
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
725 here. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, where to start? 270. It's you, southbound, coming out of Clarksburg and down into Germantown. The crash, though, cleared out of the travel lanes. Now, the good news about 270, you come out of the Frederick area, you're still wide open past the Monocacy, Urbana, and Hyattstown. It's as you make that trip through Clarksburg and Germantown, you hit that delay, and then beyond Gaithersburg down through to the lane divide. Baltimore, Washington Parkway just had a couple pockets of delays that we normally have for the rush hour through Jessup, through Laurel, coming southbound again into Greenbelt. 50 inside the Beltway. Boy, we're bunched up this morning here. Almost back before 410 now to get to New York Kenilworth Avenue. Right at the split, that's where the report of the crash. So that could affect the Riverdale and Chevrolet trip getting into town right now. 395 bunched up from the Beltway through Shirlington. Had two accidents now be cleared from the travel lanes. Update is sponsored by AAA. AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from Garage Door Repair. Air.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure tracking north. Most of the precipitation to our north, a south breeze and a mild 50 degrees today. Maybe a sprinkle of rain, possibly a wet snowflake. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 42 degrees in the nation's capital, 726 on WMAL.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Back. Okay, so look, we have some problems right now with CNN putting out a lot of what I would say less than accurate information, right?
Right.
And then there's this allegation about a potential source of the information, a guy named Adam Schiff.
I've heard of him. Sounds like a congressman.
I think he played Odo on Deep Space Nine, by the way.
Yeah, he's a linebacker for the Eagles.
Yeah, so the bottom line is, and the questions have been coming up, is Schiff
the source for some of the CNN information. And if that's the case, is CNN protecting him? So it's one of those things. I mean, you're a member of, you are a journalist,
right?
Plus you do radio.
Right.
You guys are all the time trying to get accurate information out to the public, right? I mean, that's your job.
Definitely.
But you have an outlet who's quote-unquote friendly to Adam Schiff and the objectives essentially of Adam Schiff, which is to essentially reinforce some of the less than accurate information coming out regarding the
assume malice on the part of the president.
Yeah,
right.
So I think there's a presumption. We talked about aspirational issues. The aspiration of Adam Schiff is to find something to justify the expense of the Russia investigation.
So why Schiff? Why is Schiff the target here?
I think, well, Schiff, in this case, he's the polar opposite and, I guess, the evil twin of Devin Nunes, if you will. And Nunes has been, as you know, accused by the Democrats of taking inappropriate positions on issues relating to the Russia investigation.
Yes.
So this is the issue. The issue becomes, is Schiff putting out information that he knows CNN cannot resist, that this is so juicy, it's just so wonderful, exquisite, it's something I want to be real, and CNN runs with it, and turns out it's like the old Peanuts thing with Lucy and the football. Here's the football, come
right.
Kick it, and every time it turns out to be
so
nothing.
In his privileged position as an investigator, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, is he leaking to CNN in order to make it look worse for Trump? And your answer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, is what? Take a guess.
Let me see here. Probably yes. And I think this is, and again, I was talking to folks last night. I was at the Spy Museum open house, and I was talking, you know, people show up there with information and knowledge, and they were saying this is, the leaks are probably coming not from Mueller, but from the Democrats in Congress. And last time I checked, Adam Schiff is a Democrat.
Color me shocked. 728 on WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
A stupid terrorist tried to blow up a bomb yesterday, severely injuring only himself. Moron. But there's some deep lessons in all of this. Dan Bongino is going to share them with us when he joins us next. It's 7:30. Now time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Both candidates in the Alabama Senate special election are urging their supporters to get to the polls today.
Congressman Louie Gohmert joined Roy Moore and Steve Bannon at the final rally for the Moore campaign. The congressman from Texas, echoing President Trump, said his party can't afford to lose a Republican vote in Washington.
This is a guy that doesn't just get along to go along. He stands on principle, and there is so much about our country that's at stake. I just know he's going to make a great difference.
The Doug Jones campaign stressing voter turnout and hopeful it can manage a Democratic victory in a historically conservative state. In Alabama, I'm Clayton Neville.
The mayor of San Francisco, Edwin Lee, has died overnight at the age of 65. Lee was the first Asian American to be elected as mayor of San Francisco. Lee had been mayor since January 2011. The would-be suicide bomber in New York City reportedly says he was inspired in part by ISIS, but also by recent Israeli action in Gaza.
These are, of course, things that investigators are going to look further into. Check his social media accounts, talk to family members or anybody else who may have been associated with, and also check to see if he's been traveling, to see if he did have any sort of other inspiration.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras. A wrong-way crash on the Beltway in Prince George's County last night has left one person dead and another critically injured. It happened around 9:15 last night on the outer loop between Central Avenue and Arena Drive in Landover. Maryland lawmakers are set today to set up a way to track the number and type of sexual harassment complaints against legislators and their staff members. But the changes to the General Assembly's sexual harassment policy would not require disclosure of the names of those accused. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,386, the NASDAQ at 68.75. Sports sponsored by LifeLock, the Caps' four-game winning streak ends with a loss to the Islanders. Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Patriots. College basketball, the Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to High Blood Pressure on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. Two convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway crash. This puts it in Maryland in the Largo area. If you're heading from the John Hanson Highway on the Interloop southbound up ahead after 202 as you approach 214 Central Avenue, it looks like now with help at the scene, it looks like two left lanes are going to be blocked. So we may still have additional fire and rescue running there. So that's going to be Interloop southbound at 214 Central Avenue. Now beyond through Forestville, you're doing okay. Next set of really heaviest stretch of delays to the Wilson Bridge backing near St. Barnabas Road. Now through Riverdale and Chevrolet, quite heavy right as you would merge off of the 2 onto DC 295. That's right in that stretch we have a report of a crash. Loudon County still busy on Route 7. So for commuters, if you're coming eastbound 7 before you even get to Route 9 after 287, still under police direction for the crash, very slow. 395 Beltway off and on the brakes and through Shirlington. Two accidents should be now out of travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure tracking north. Most of the precipitation to our north, a south breeze and a mild 50 degrees today. Maybe a sprinkle of rain, possibly a wet snowflake. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 38 in Centerville, 41 in Greenbelt, 42 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WNAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up, Tina Brown joins us at 8:05. She's the founder of The Daily Beast and the former editor of Vanity Fair. 8:35 this morning, Larry Kudlow to talk about the latest in that tax reform conversation, whether or not we'll see that legislation actually pass both houses yet again. I'm Vince Colonnais, joined today by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, in for the vacationing Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince. Good. Hey, thank you for having me, and you all have the best coffee in town. That's the only reason I come here. You do know that.
Wow, that's high praise.
That's right. Nice.
At least something's good here. Let's talk to Dan Bongino, former NYPD guy, former Secret Service guy, and frequent guest here on Mornings on the Mall. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Dan.
Wait, I got to stop you guys right away. Because last time I was there was a Keurig machine. What, did something change with the coffee? Because, Tony, I don't know.
It's part of my contract. You know, I won't come in unless I get, you know, like something gourmet. So, you know,
you get a special delivery.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm looking over. He brought his coffee in from out of the office today, Dan. So let's talk about some serious news. Yesterday in New York City, that terrorist attack, which thank God didn't claim anybody's life, including the terrorist. What was your initial reaction to sort of all of it, including the immigrant status of this terrorist yesterday, Dan?
Well, you know, the story broke obviously very early, but, you know, there were a couple of things there that lead you to believe always that it's going to have some nexus to terror. You know, this constant threat, Vince, to transportation networks. I mean, transportation networks are the blood vessels of a city organism. And if you can hit those transportation networks, you can put the terror. Obviously, the goal of terrorism is to inspire terror in people. You can frighten people. I mean, in New York City, Vince, you've been up there. Tony, you've been up there. You know how it is. I mean, it's very difficult to travel around by car. Most people get in by train or by bus or some other way. And if you can consistently hit those networks, you can put that fear into people. And that's obviously the goal of these savages to do that. So, you know, being a native New Yorker myself and having been a New York City cop and being intimately familiar with that area, I mean, it was a story that really, you know, it hurts. I mean, it hurts everybody to see this stuff continue to happen, but especially in a great city like New York.
I was struck by the profile of this guy and his actions here for any number of reasons. One, he came in under chain migration. It was his uncle who came in under a diversity lottery visa from Bangladesh. And then meanwhile, he's ISIS-inspired, and he chose the target specifically because of the Christmas theme in the corridor. Immigration problems, war on Christmas. Yeah. You literally have it all. I mean, this guy's out of Donald Trump's, you know, central casting for nefarious actors. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, there are still liberals who live in the bubble that are still wondering why Donald Trump won the election when he ran, I mean, almost exclusively at some points on immigration. You know, we're a compassionate country, Vince. Everybody is. That's why I get tired of, you know, after these terror attacks, everybody, you know, we're going to worry about an outbreak of massive Islamophobia. It's not going to happen. This is the United States. Everybody understands. This is an isolated small group of idiots. Everybody gets that. I get tired of the lectures. But one of the things I also get tired of the lectures about is on immigration, about how every time someone says something sensible, like, hey, maybe we need to look at this chain migration. Maybe it's not the best way to bring the best and brightest to the United States. Oh, my gosh, we're not a compassionate country. Are you serious? You know how many millions of people we brought into the United States over decades from poor countries, giving them a better life? Maybe it's time now to say, okay, time out. Let's throw the red flag for a minute and say, we've brought a lot of people in. Let's allow people some time to assimilate and go with more of a, for a while at least, let's go back to a points-based system, a merit-based system, and let's stop this chain migration, which, by the way, Vince, mathematically doesn't work.
Right.
Because you have a geometrically growing number of people who then have a claim on American citizenship based on who's here first in America. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, Dan, I want to talk about the other bad policy bookended here by our liberal friends who run the city of New York. Look, Mayor de Blasio and others have been trying to put pressure on your old organization, and I'm sure you have friends there, as I do, the NYPD. What is up?
with them constantly trying to get the police to give up their quote-unquote technology and techniques of how to keep the people of New York safe. Why do they do that?
This is one of those things, and the political correctness is just run amok to the point where it may actually be getting people killed.
Exactly.
You know, they destroyed a long time ago. The NYPD had the demographics unit, which was a unit that would go out into some of these neighborhoods that happened to have people who had been radicalized in the past, and they would gather information. You know, Tony, this is you were an intel guy, right? When you were in the military?
We did something similar in Brooklyn out of Fort Hamilton. I know what you're talking about exactly. Yeah, I mean, but the idea is to know. You're not accusing anybody. You're trying to understand the situation. And again, my point to you is your job when you were NYPD is to protect the citizens of New York, and you constantly have politicians trying to stop you from doing that.
They're putting obstacles in the way. And, I mean, none of it. This is just what's so ridiculous, how they fall into the PC trap. I mean, right. If you were investigating the Russian mob, you go to neighborhoods that have, you know, conglomerations and gatherings of Russian people who may be in the mob. It's not anti-Russian. It's investigative common sense.
That's right. You don't go check out the Amish in Pennsylvania if you're rushing, investigating the Russian mob. That's right.
It's just silly. I mean, our listeners are probably laughing, but that's what happens anytime you mention someone who was radicalized into this perverse form of this religion that they, oh my gosh, we can't go investigate people who live in neighborhoods that may have Arabic populations or Persian populations or may have a mosque in there. God forbid. Well, God forbid what? Nobody's right. saying everybody's involved in it. It's just investigative common sense.
Well, Dan, if it was Russian terrorists, I feel like there's quite a few Democrats that'd be for racial profiling at this moment, at least.
Vince, that's a great point.
Dan,
you just nailed it.
Dan, let's talk to you in a moment here. I want to hold you over. There's a lot more to hit with you. 7:43 here on WMAL.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter, and they're going to help you save on heating bills. Let me tell you how they do it. I went to the Thompson Creek Window Factory, which is right in our area, so they're made locally. And one thing they taught me to do is they said, when the weather gets cold, just feel your windows. If your windows feel cold, that means that you have cold air coming into your home, which you're trying to heat. So that means that you have heating dollars going right out the window. You call right now. You're going to get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. Go to thompsoncreek.com for all the details. Those windows, as I said, are built right here in their local factory. They design them, they build them, they install those windows. They're built specifically for our climate and just for your home. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Don't miss out on your last chance at 2017 prices and get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
All right, hang tight. We're going to talk to Dan Bongino about the Alabama race today and also Trump's war with the media. But first, it's 7:45. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, you need to really be careful here as you come off the Beltway through Landmark into Shirlington. Third incident in the morning, you see some activity, 395 at Duke Street that was on the shoulder, and one in Shirlington on the shoulder, so those are what remains. On northbound 95 in Dale City, crash reported. We're just about to thin out these delays, but as you head northbound past the Potomac Mill sign before you get to the Prince William Parkway, do watch. Crash crews are responding there. 66, not too much to tell you about. It's just been about the volume. Greenway Toll Road incident free so far. In Loudoun County, Route 7 still trying to get past this crash. Eastbound 7 before you get to Route 9 after 287, the Berlin Turnpike. So an unusual backup there. Now, for the Beltway, 214 Central Avenue. That's where we're checking you out on the inner loop as you come south of 50. Oh, good. Looks like it should be out to the shoulder now. They're zooming the cameras out, but you'll see some of the activity along the left. Inner loop at 214 Central Avenue. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible Tuesday. Temperatures getting a little bit milder, back a couple degrees above average. South breeze this morning. Clouds mix with some sunshine through the day. Windy near 50. Maybe a raindrop, possibly a wet snowflake, especially north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 42 degrees. Talking to Dan Bongino. He's a former Secret Service agent and the author of a new book, Protecting the President. Dan also worked with the New York City Police Department for 4 years. And Dan, you know, we've been talking to you a bit about the terrorist attack, but I want to move to the special election in Alabama today. A lot of people in the press have been trying to read the tea leaves. What does this mean about the Republican Party if Roy Moore wins in Alabama, a state, by the way, where Republicans always win the Senate races there? What do you think it means if Roy Moore wins today?
Well, I think it means that the Democrats, the Bill Clinton curse has really come back full circle on them. And, you know, I think Ben Shapiro summed this up the best, and one of the better pieces I've read on this entire dilemma. You know, most Republicans out there, even avid Roy Moore supporters, will say, all right, you know, a lot of these accusations are credible. Some of them aren't. Obviously, you have the woman who admitted faking the yearbook, which probably doesn't add to her case. But he says, listen, this is a classic prisoner's dilemma. I mean, if you're a Republican, for years you've been told morals don't matter, right, Vince? I mean, since the Bill Clinton generation, you've been told, oh, none of this matters. It's the policies in office only that matter. Disregard their personal proclivities towards sin or whatever it may be. So what happened? Well, that's not the case. That wasn't the rule that was applied to Republicans. That was only the rule that was applied to Democrats. If you were a Republican and you sniffled wrong, you were thrown out of office. So now we're left with a bunch of Democrats where morals don't matter, and Republicans where if you're not St. Michael, you're thrown out of office. So I think Republicans in this election in Alabama, if Moore wins, are just like, hey, you know what? Screw it. You know what? If morals don't matter, then we're just going to elect Republicans, too, where morals don't matter. At least we'll save a few babies and cut our taxes in the process. I mean, well, think about it. It's a perfectly reasonable response to what the Democrats have done to the process.
Well, I agree with you, and I think, Dan, that the boomerang came back on them. I mean, I think they went after one guy and ended up turning the light on themselves. But with that said, though, they're trying to lay the groundwork here to go after, you know, the president. I mean, they've drum up again. They, you know, I'm always amazed. Yesterday, I cringed when Megyn Kelly rolled out a bunch of the accusers, quote-unquote. So, where does this end? Where do you think this is all going to have to go now based on this constant drumbeat from the left?
Well, it's always been a sick and cynical plot to get rid of Trump. I mean, they started with collusion. That's not working out. Right. Now they're moving on to obstruction. That's probably not going to work out either. So next it'll be, again, bringing out all these accusations against Trump. You know, the difference here, Tony, when you look at the Franken incident, who had resigned but still hasn't left, actually.
Yeah.
And you look at Trump. Trump denies it. I mean, Trump denies it, and a lot of the people who made these accusations have not come back and made these accusations again. Some have, some haven't. But when you look at the accusations against Franken, I mean, listen, these weren't – we had photographic evidence of really sick, deranged behavior. You know, he denies it happened. You know, I'm not going to lie to the audience. I've been a supporter of the president. I endorsed Cruz early, but I like the president later on. I think he's doing a good job. And I just don't think these, after the collusion nonsense, I think this is just the cynical ploy by them to get rid of him.
And the mainstream press's reporting failures over the past week especially have made it even harder for them to make a convincing case against him. You have the president within the last hour tweeting the following: despite thousands of hours wasted and many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia. So now they're moving on to the false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met. Fake news. Dan Bongino, thanks very much for swinging by Mornings on the Mall this morning. Always good to have you, sir.
Thanks, Dan.
Got it, guys. Have a good day.
7:51 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
7:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Here's the CNBC news desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hey, hi. Good morning, Vince. Wall Street begins a new trading day with the Dow and S&P 500 at fresh record highs. But stock futures are a little mixed right now, pointing to a mixed to flat open on Wall Street. Investors are watching the special U.S. Senate election in Alabama today. Plus, the Federal Reserve begins a two-day policy meeting, which Wall Street believes will result in an interest rate increase tomorrow. California wildfires are being called the inferno that will not die, as crews are still desperately trying to contain the costly damage. The governor said the state is setting up for a firefighting Christmas. Comcast, which is the parent of CNBC, is dropping out of any possible deal to buy 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets. This could clear the way for Disney to buy the Fox movie studio and several cable channels. McDonald's is adding one more sandwich to its signature crafted line in select locations. The Swiss Mushroom Melt Burger is coming. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, dealing with a car fire, our crews in Virginia on 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard are heading through McLean and up to the Langley area. It'll be northbound 123 Dolly Madison Boulevard right as you come up to the Georgetown Pike. So I know you're in these big backups here, but they're dealing with trying to extinguish this car fire up ahead. So extra patience for sure needed. If you can, you can bail out, maybe eventually head Waverly Way over to Chain Bridge Road to the Georgetown Pike and avoid some of the backups. On the Beltway itself, Interloop and Annandale, Volume, Tysons to the Legion Bridge, 395. Our delays now come off of 95 out of Newing. Bloomington, heading through Landmark. That's where we have one crash remaining on the shoulder there. Then again, hit the brakes from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. 95 northbound, Dale City, the crash. Northbound, it looks like, let's see, activity before you get to the Prince William Parkway. Traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. We need that. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Washington mornings on the mall.
Not a terrible Tuesday. Temperatures getting a little bit milder. Back a couple degrees above average. South breeze this morning. Clouds mixed with some sunshine through the day. Windy near 50. Maybe a raindrop, possibly a wet snowflake, especially north. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees, 756 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. And if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Zerorez.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end of the year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we're going to talk to Tina Brown. She's the founder of The Daily Beast and the former editor of Vanity Fair. She's out with a new book. Interesting to talk to her about that. And then Larry Kudlow is going to join us, going to talk about the latest in tax reform. See if that bill can pass the House and Senate again. All ahead. 8 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. San Francisco's mayor has died.
It is with profound sadness that I confirm Mayor Edwin M. Lee passed away early this morning.
Officials say Lee died unexpectedly at the age of 65. Now acting Mayor London Breed says Lee was surrounded by friends and family when he died. President Trump is responding via Twitter this morning to the renewed claims of inappropriate sexual behavior.
The president has certainly heard calls by Democrats in the Senate for him to resign, growing out of the revived accusations from three women who claim he made unwanted advances on them. Taking to Twitter, Mr. Trump writes, quote, "Despite the thousands of hours wasted and many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia, so now they are moving on to the false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met. Fake news," end quote. Bob Costantini, Washington.
It's Election Day in Alabama, where polls are opening at this hour for voters to decide between Republican Roy Moore and Democrat Doug Jones to fill a U.S. Senate vacancy.
Like the Moore campaign, the Jones campaign is also feeling very confident. They have a pep in their step after this weekend of getting out the vote. This was always going to be a very tight race, but especially in the wake of these allegations, it is extremely competitive. I was speaking with a senior campaign official earlier who said that their internal polling indicates that they have the lead, but they are taking nothing for granted, calling on every single one of their supporters to go out and vote.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. One person's dead, another is hospitalized with critical injuries this morning after a wrong-way crash on the Beltway last night in Prince George's County. Police say it happened around 9:15 on the outer loop between Central Avenue and Arena Drive in Landover. Virginia health officials say cases of hepatitis C are rising in the same areas that are dealing with the opioid epidemic. But an effort to curb those cases isn't getting much attention.
Needle exchange programs have been proven to lessen the risk of infection, says Elaine Martin at the Virginia Department of Health.
By ensuring that people have access to clean needles as well as a way to dispose of them safely, we really want to reduce the consequences of drug use.
A law went into effect last summer legalizing those programs in Virginia.
But we haven't received an application thus far.
Martin says applications require a letter of support from law enforcement. Some may still be reluctant. Evidence shows it doesn't increase drug use and actually helps to curb it, she says.
Because part of the program is to help people access treatment, access other services.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Members of the Montgomery County Council today are set to formally ask Congress to extend two federal programs that protect people in the U.S. illegally. The council is expected to pass a resolution urging Congress to extend the DACA program as well as the Temporary Protective Status program. A 15-year-old student at Centerville High School says a teacher yelled at him to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And when the student refused, he says, a teacher yanked him out of his chair.